Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The pitch. Breaking ball hit high in the air. Deep to the left field corner. Green races back. He's out of the track. He looks up. It's out of here. Bobby Witt Jr. Grand Slam! Oh, this place is going nuts! 4-0 Royals in the bottom of the third on one big swing from the Royals superstar.
What a call there by Jake Eisenberg on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Royals baseball. Vern again tonight at 5:30. Royals go for the second game of the series against the Detroit Tigers. Two things. I think we discovered last night. There is no doubt in my mind that the MVP of baseball is Bobby Witt Jr. The only reason they were in that game last night was because of one player. I'm sorry. He had a grand slam, and he had an RBI single. He had 5 RBIs last night. The Royals had 6 runs. Again, he played shortstop at an exceptional level. He's the MVP of the league. I'm done caring about it. And I heard Vern's pregame show. And then someone reminded me on Twitter. And they said, Vern said, this is a year where we are seeing a historic statistical year from a shortstop of all time in baseball. And he's going to lose the MVP to a guy that plays in a short ballpark in the outfield for the New York Yankees.
Well, that's just life. I mean, you know, it is what it is, right? No, but this is why, like I've said all along, it's important for Bobby Witt to experience the postseason more than it is for the Royals to experience the postseason, because I do believe that even the nerdiest of nerd baseball writers still doesn't understand what kind of season Bobby Witt is having. And you're right, Dusty. They lose that game 7-1 last night. If it's not for Bobby Witt, you just take his 5 runs off the board. But I experienced last night. I had an epiphany last night. This is why there's just not a lot of buzz for this Royals team right now as it is headed towards the postseason. Because, number one, we've gotten spoiled and the playoffs just aren't good enough anymore here in Kansas City. It has to be World Series or bust or Super Bowl or bust. But we saw exactly the blueprint of what fans have kind of been talking about all along, is that this bullpen just absolutely stinks. Like, that Long guy was no good last night. That MacArthur guy was no good last night.
Now injured,
you know, as well. And again, I still think the bullpen is going to vastly change once we get into the playoffs. You know, Lorenzen is going to be coming back. But again, we're relying on guys who are coming back from injury, right? The Lorenzen guy, the other guy that they got from Washington, Hunter Henry or whatever that guy's name was.
That's a tight end in the NFL, Hunter Harvey.
Hunter Harvey, that's right. The candy bar era.
Two Faces, brother.
That guy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. He'll be there. Yeah. But these are guys that are coming back off of injury, or we're going to be relying on guys like Brady Singer to go into the bullpen, and he just hasn't been that sweet lately, and I don't know how good he's going to be coming out of the bullpen.
Daniel Lynch is doing his best AI version of Lou Cochin.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. So you got a couple of guys that you can rely on, but I think we saw last night why a lot of fans just aren't dialed in and truly excited about this postseason run. Now, the flip side is, anytime the Royals get into the postseason, you should be excited, because A, you don't know what's going to happen, and B, it doesn't happen a lot where the Royals, as an organization, make it into the postseason. So I do think every trip should be treated as a special trip, unless it becomes, you know, Bobby Witt becomes Patrick Mahomes and he's taking us to the playoffs every year and whatnot, and then you can get a little spoiled by that. But at this point in time where the Royals are as a franchise, they haven't been to the playoffs in 9 years, right? Mm-hmm. And so getting into the playoffs still is a very special thing, and it's a very important thing to have that opportunity to be in the postseason. Mm-hmm. But I got that feeling last night from a lot of people. Like, you know, this is why we don't feel that love and that sense of accomplishment like we did in 14 and 15 with this ball club, because I think people realize and understand there's a big black cloud over this team, and it resides out in the bullpen. And as you mentioned before the show, like, you were even disappointed in Seth Lugo a little bit last night, because it wasn't that he gave up a lot. It was like it took him 35 pitches to get out of the first or second inning, and that taxes you, right? Like, all those pitches that you throw prevent you from going deeper and deeper into the game. So I think we saw a microcosm last night of why that excitement isn't there like it was in 14 and 15 for this team.
Yeah, like somebody says on the text line from the 913, and again, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but they said, I agree, he's the MVP, but he's also the reason they lost the game last night. He threw a ball away they took the lead with. Pitching lost that game last night.
Bullpen, yeah.
Pitching lost that game. Seth Lugo had 59 pitches in the third inning. He wasn't...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Himself and the Royals had a 4-0 lead and a 5-1 lead.
Yeah.
So two times. They had a 4-run lead.
Right. You had a 4-run lead in baseball. Shut that thing down.
And pitching didn't solidify that win. I'm with you when you brought that take to the table this morning about how it feels like it's just consistently like heartbreak warfare. And I know that's a John Mayer song, who's one of my favorites. And that song's really just about a girl who uses jealousy as a tactic to do whatever. But again, this is one of those things where, like, I feel that take because it is that. Because when it's going well... It's going well.
Mm-hmm.
And then in like last night's game, we all look at that, you know, the box score before the game starts, which is kind of dumb to say, but we look at the matchup and you're like, okay, Lugo's on the mound.
Feel good.
Royals are at home. And it's like,
Lugo's on the mound. Bobby Witt hits a grand slam. You tell me what's going to happen, right?
And
they lost.
And even I was like feeling that moment. I remember texting you and Mac, and I was like, hey, bases are loaded. Tommy Pham or Bobby Witt Jr. is doing something here.
Right.
Tommy Pham looked at three consecutive strikes, and I was like, oh, God, I did it again. And then right after that, it's boom.
Bobby hits one to Topeka.
And, I mean, a moonshot.
Yeah.
And you heard the call by Eisenberg. You saw the crowd, you know, everybody's in blue, you know, standing up and cheering. You're like, okay, here we go. Emotions are through the roof. And then the game ends, and it's 7-6, and it's an offensive explosion, tons of hits. And you think to yourself, an hour ago, I didn't think we'd be in this situation.
Yeah.
And that's the ebbs and the flows that I think you're kind of right about when you look at this team and you look at the fan base watching it, and you think to yourself, like, this is the type of stuff it reminds me of how these two teams have flipped from where they were 10 years ago. Well, maybe not 10 years ago, but like back in the day, the Chiefs would lose those close games. Whereas the Royals would throw the bullpen out there and you're like, oh, one run lead in the sixth
game
inning,
over.
Game over.
Yeah.
And now with the Chiefs, you're like down by 3 points with 13 seconds left. Bah.
No problem.
Whereas the Royals, you're like, we're up by four with the seventh inning. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So like, and I think that the fear of losing in the playoffs, which is a fear you should have, is one of those things where like, yeah, we're a playoff team, but how far do we get?
But it's also a team and an organization that hasn't been there in 9 years. So isn't just making the playoffs good for where we are right now in this organization? Again, expectation versus reality, yeah. Right? Like this team and this organization, guys, has basically been a dead stick for the better part of 60 years, right? They had a couple of windows here or there, but that's been it. And so when they do make the playoffs, whether or not they win and go on a run, hey, this is a playoff team. This is the baseline, and this is the jumping off part point for what should be coming in the future, and that's sustained success.
Right.
Again, flip side is, and I'll play devil's advocate to my own conversation, we've never really seen sustained success, right? So we look at baseball postseason like, oh my God, if we don't get in and win it all, we're effed moving forward back to 100 losses. And I just don't think that's the case right now with this ownership in place. I don't think John Sherman's going to allow this team to take those step back like David Glass did back in the day.
Right. I do love this text from the 913 because I feel like this is a friend of mine. I was there. And I went and bought a new hat after the Grand Slam, and then it all went to blank. I feel that, man.
You're the jinx.
I feel that, dude. I totally feel that,
but
man.
But also, too, you're playing a hot baseball team right now. Like, the Tigers have won 7 of 10. Obviously, now they've won 2 in a row.
Yeah.
They're only a game and a half back now in Minnesota, that wild card spot. By the time they leave here, the Detroit Tigers very well could be in a postseason spot, and Minnesota may be on the outside looking in.
And they got walked off last night.
I know, by Cleveland.
They were up the entire game and then lost, so things could be worse. And
Seattle's only 2 out now, too.
And I do love this text, too, because this is where my narrative has been the entire season, from the 913. The Royals make the playoffs. I'm so happy because it shows that our team is moving in the right direction.
Right.
They are allowed to have a down game. It's okay. I'm totally there with you. Look, you're still in the same position. You're in control. You are a playoff game. There's what? 7 games left or 6, however many maybe there's more than that, but either way, you are a playoff team. You're going to play baseball in October.
11 left now,
something like that. Yeah. 2 weeks, a week, whatever. The final stretch is here. So
this is the last series against American League teams for the Royals.
Yeah.
They close out against San Francisco, at Washington, at Atlanta.
And
Atlanta's a hot team right now. Obviously, they're battling for a playoff spot. Those last 3 games are going to be vital for this team. I don't know anything about, you know, what Washington and the Giants are doing right now, you know, when it comes to stuff. But, you know, Atlanta finishing off the season, they're battling for a playoff spot. Washington's 14 back. They're well under 500. And then you have the Giants coming in, and that's always like a, you know, hey, let's get them back for 10 years ago, right? And they're like, you know, a couple of games under 500. So it's not like they're playing great. So you have the opportunity against 2 teams that aren't so good after you play the Tigers in these 3 games to take care of some business, pad yourself a couple of games, and give yourself a little breathing room. The magic number, I still think, for the Royals is 8. They're 2.5 up on that wild card over the Twins, 3.5 up over Detroit right now in that wild card standing as well. So the other thing I think that scares off a lot of fans right now, too, and like it's like you don't want to get invested. You don't want to buy in because you feel like you're going to get, you know, stabbed in the back or whatever it is. The Royals are just 44-50 against teams over 500 as well. And so they played good against, you know, the bottom feeders, which is very important because if they don't go 12-1 against the White Sox, Dusty, we're not talking about a playoff team right now. They took care of business against the teams that were beneath them. They beat up on the teams that were below them. They got all of those wins under their belt. But you know what? They're maybe just quite not ready to make a run. And that's okay that they're not quite ready. Nobody expected them to be here. This has just been a gift of a season. It's been a fun season. And if it ends in a wild card round in Houston, so be it. You got a really good baseline for where you want to go, and you just have to build on it. And the good news is it really is just the bullpen that needs a fixin' after this season.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.